This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And so we're going to talk about something good. Couple good things. It's been kind of a heavy show. Let's do a couple good things. Another warning about letting your child turn into a communist, emails, all that, so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. So I'm going to read a headline. You're probably not going to care about it. Just stay with me for a moment. Texas, the headline is, Texas cements business-friendly reputation after locking in tax bans. All right, maybe this doesn't apply to you. Probably doesn't at all. I told you on that election day that everyone said was a disaster. You know, we lost in New Jersey, we lost in Virginia, but that election day was not a disaster everywhere. That in places like my home state of Texas, we had elections that were not well advertised. Many people, most people didn't even know about them, didn't participate in them. But we had an election, and boy, it wasn't sexy at all. They were just a bunch of constitutional amendments. Who even knows about these amendments? What do they even do? Nobody cares. And then a couple local bond things. No one's going to show up, right? But people did show up. Enough good people did show up. And now, Texas, because people showed up to vote, is redder than it was before that election. There are still wins, so many wins available to us out there if we stay involved and participate. And that's a tough message to deliver right now, because I understand, and with all this recent news that has not exactly made us thrilled with the elections and the comments and everything else, that the people are generally down right now on our side, down, more down than we have been. The honeymoon period's kind of over, and now there's a bunch of fighting and things like that. So I understand all that. We can be down. We can be angry. We can voice our displeasure when we have it. But we still have so many elections at so many different levels. We can win if we stay involved. Here's another good thing. Deep state panics. This is from LifeZet. Deep state panics as prosecutors quit amid the new Trump-Russia origins investigation. Don't worry about all the details on it. Just know they are digging in to who came up with this Trump-Russia hoax. They're going to expose these people. I don't know that they're going to prison. I'm not promising you that. But they're going to expose these people. And now there is a level of terror in the federal government that is prompting prosecutors, communist ones, to quit. Is it everything? No. But these are little wins we wouldn't be having under President Kamala Harris. Remember that. Jesse, actually, this guy says, dear balding mice hands. It's not nice. It feels like in just the past few months, there is a growing rift among conservative pundits / influencers. Much of it seems to be focused on Tucker Carlson, but it goes beyond him. Many of these infighters are people I've always respected and appreciated, so it's hard to make sense of it all. Please explain this to me like I'm a Pima Community College dropout. That's not nice. Okay, so let me explain it to you quite frankly. All right? I don't care. I don't care at all. There is something you have never heard me participate in, and I hate to use the word never, but you never will. That is this poop throwing among people who do conservative media for a living. When I was working construction, I was a radio consumer long before I ever dreamed of actually doing radio or something like that. I was a listener. All kinds of different shows, day and night, this channel, that channel, all kinds of different shows. And so long before I ever dreamt of doing this, I was just a construction guy. Long before I did this, I listened. You know what never once interested me in the least, never once, and many of them did it, was the radio host yelling and screaming and complaining about another radio host, about another TV host. I can't believe this guy, and this guy steals all my stuff, and I hate this guy, and that guy's stupid. Oh, take that and shove it. You're all, look, I'm pointing fingers at me. I get to now screw off for a living while people are out there barely making ends meet. I do a radio show. Don't bring drama to me when I'm listening to your radio show like a bunch of teenage high school girls fighting over the prom king. I couldn't possibly care less. You know the problem with all this stupid infighting? I'm better than this guy, and that guy is evil, and you shouldn't listen to him, and you should. You know the problem is, the real problem? It's boring. It's boring. Does that make your day better? I've got you for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, while you make dinner, while you work, while you drive home. Does it make your day better? That Clay Travis is so stupid. I hate him. Buck Sexton's an idiot. And then they come on tomorrow. Jesse Kelly's stupid. What an idiot. Do you want to listen to high school girl drama? I have dedicated precisely 0% of my life to gossiping and soap opera drama about other privileged people who get to screw off for a living. I don't care. I don't care what the fighting is about. I'm not participating in it. It doesn't move the movement forward. I'm not interested. It's boring. I'm not involved at all. And I would encourage you, and I don't care where you fall on any of this stuff, if people you listen to or watch do that, complain or change the channel. Don't reward that nonsense. That doesn't look. We have huge battles to fight. You know how I always say we have 10,000, 100,000 battles to fight in our war to save the country. We have gigantic elections and amendments and the federal things and state things and local and so many cultural things. We still have to clean out the university system and deport 50 million people. And so many fights, thousands and thousands and thousands of fights that tangibly matter. You are on your way to your second job because Christmas is coming up, and that's the only chance you have at putting gifts under the tree for Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. Do you think I'm ever going to force you to sit here and listen to me complain about someone who has an opinion I don't like on his podcast or has a guest that did? That is so freaking lame. I find it small, lame, and most importantly, as I said, boring. I don't care. Don't care at all. And this stuff only exists online. People who have real life concerns about affording health insurance, about the crime in their neighborhood, about their child who just graduated from college and can't find a job. They don't give a crap about two podcasters throwing gorilla poop at each other. It doesn't matter at all. Jesse, I can't find where I read it, but I read that Winsome Sears made anti-Trump remarks early in her campaign, which is why Trump didn't endorse her and Trump supporters didn't vote for her. Maybe that's true. I'm not totally boned up on that. But every race has its own tale to tell. Every single race. I wish we still had the governorship of Virginia. I really wish we did. It was a nice little, do we want to call it a blip when Glenn Youngkin won? But remember, Virginia is not a red state. Of course, when you get away from D.C., it's a very, very red area, rural, red, salt of the earth, one of the more underrated, beautiful states. In fact, having lived there once before, I would argue weather, they have the best four-season combo in the country. You get a good hot summer. You get a really, really cool, colorful fall. Some snow, cold in the winter. A nice, beautiful spring. The best four seasons in the country are Virginia. But it's not a red state. And it's probably not a purple state. We got a lightning in the bottle thing because the country despised Joe Biden and Democrats. Glenn Youngkin was a very good candidate, ran a very good race. Virginia just might not be ours, right? This might not be ours. Rough Greens can still be yours. And you get a free Jumpstart trial bag of Rough Greens. Doesn't cost you a thing. Your dog is going to love it. You know that. Your dog also does not get nutrition from his food. Doesn't. We give him dog food, and we choose a blend or a brand we think is healthier, don't we? But what color is it? All of it. It's brown. We give our dogs brown food, but it's brown food because it's dead food. Rough Greens doesn't do that. Rough Greens is a supplement you sprinkle on it. Live nutrients, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, you name it, your dog will be healthier. It didn't make Fred smarter, but it did make his coat look a whole lot better, and he doesn't have digestive problems anymore. Let your dog try it. See what they say. Or see how they act, I guess I should say. Go to roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. So I thought maybe before we get back to any emails or stories, I thought maybe, just maybe, we should do a brief, just a few minutes, I think, history again. How did the Roman Republic fall? Well, there were a variety of reasons, but how did Rome go from being a country that went from being ruled by the Senate, where the people had what they thought at least was some representation, to being a country that was ruled by emperors, which of course in the end brought about its collapse? Well, the wealthy elite in the Roman Republic joined forces with the Senate, who were often wealthy elite themselves, to import massive amounts of foreign slave labor. Why? Well, they didn't want to pay Romans wages. They weren't any different back then than things are today. Have you ever had a major corporation buy out a local business of yours? We have this local cafe in my area. Wonderful, wonderful people owned this cafe. And it was this little Christian cafe. They had Bible verses on the walls, but the food was fantastic. Just real homegrown greasy spoon cafe food. One of the best things on the menu was patty sausage. Patty sausage? Well, it was fresh. It was fresh patty sausage, and you could tell they're forming that patty in the back and slapping it down on the flat top. Delicious. Big corporation comes in, buys up the restaurant. I go in there. I order the patty sausage next time. What do I get? I get the hockey puck sausage that clearly came out of the freezer. Why? Save money. It was all about saving money. Back to the Roman Republic. They didn't want to pay Roman citizens wages. Why would I pay wages? Why would I pay this Roman $100 a day when I can go down to the slave market, pay $1,000 for a slave? I never have to pay him a day in my life. And slowly but surely, due to the mass importation of foreign slave labor, the Roman citizens began getting angrier and angrier and more disenfranchised. The currency was devalued. Soon they couldn't afford homes and couldn't afford jobs because their country had been filled by foreigners. And soon the country devolved into horrible, horrendous civil wars. The government collapsed. and they ended up being ruled by emperors, some of whom married their horses from that point forward. None of this is sounding familiar, right? Don't ever accept from anybody, Democrat or Republican, that we absolutely have to have these brilliant, saintly foreigners coming in here. They'll do jobs Americans won't do. Our entire history in this country is Americans doing wonderful jobs. Dirty jobs, hard jobs. Our entire history in this country is Americans learning, being willing to work for a paycheck. This crap is not going to work.
H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration, because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
of foreign
workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn.
You can't take people off an unemployment, like an unemployment line, and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles.
Why not? Americans can't learn how to make missiles? Americans can't be trained in a factory? That doesn't sound like Donald Trump to me. That sounds like wealthy billionaires in Donald Trump's internal circle who don't want to pay those pesky Americans wages. Hey, why would I do that, man? Don't you understand? We got millions and millions of foreign slaves.
Of course, there's so much H-1B abuse. You would not believe what I saw when I was in Silicon Valley. It is insane. It's obviously a program to try and replace U.S. workers with basically slave labor that can't ever escape. H-1B abuse is crazy.
I instead would like to focus on things like this.
This idea that American citizens don't have the talent to do great things, that you have to import a foreign class of servants and professors to do these things, I just reject that. I actually think we invest in our own people, we can do a lot of good. You've heard that criticism in particular as the president has talked about cracking down on foreign student visas and their abuses, but I think that's actually an opportunity for American citizens to really flourish.
Agreed. We can learn to do things even if we don't possess the skills now. How many times in your life have you had to learn a new skill or chosen to learn a new skill? Americans aren't stupid dullards who can't do it. Oh, I realize the percentage of Americans who maybe aren't grading well in math. Well, that means you need to go fix the stupid commie education system. It doesn't teach math. It just teaches everybody that white people suck and America should burn. Why don't we teach Americans how to do things and then watch them do things? And I understand it might involve paying people a decent wage. It might even involve benefits. And I know you would much rather hire Boo Boo for 50 cents an hour. I totally get it. He's so much cheaper. He's not even any problem. He never complains to HR. He comes into work every single day. I pay him virtually nothing. And like a good little slave, he sits there and does the job Americans won't do. Makes my bottom line look good. Pays me a nice bonus at the end of the year. I reject that. I completely reject that. For too long, this country's been handed over. No more. No more. And I reject all calls from the Trump administration to continue it. Flat out reject it. Now we'll get to being miserable as a commie. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Jimmy Kimmel, you know, that dork who's on late night comedy, he goes and does his podcast with his wife. Jimmy doesn't speak in this. It's just his wife. But what you're about to hear is so insanely sad, and I want you to take this to heart if you are a parent or if you're a child. Maybe you don't know what you believe. Maybe you don't care about politics. Maybe you're still exploring left, right. Okay, got it. Signing up to be a leftist, a Democrat, a communist, if I can incentivize you with one thing, is signing up to be miserable. Miserable. And I'm not here to tell you that Republicans are always happy and Democrats are always sad. It's not that. When you succumb to communism, when you give into it, embrace it, because it's a religion of destruction, you will be destroyed yourself. Your soul, your happiness, you will walk around all the time angry and bitter and miserable, and people will cease wanting to be around you. We had a Halloween party recently, at Halloween time, and maybe I told you a little bit of this, but a woman showed up at that Halloween party with her husband. I'm good friends with her husband. And this woman at the Halloween party was the, you know, liberal Aunt Peggy I tell you about all the time, just in place of the Democrat in your life, liberal Aunt Peggy. She is the one I have pictured every single time I have said that term. That's what she was. Miserable, bitter, angry, clueless, struggling constantly with anxiety. Life sucks. Everything's the end of the world. Trump, blah! Always miserable. Always looked like she just bitten in to the worst lemon in the world. She walks into the Halloween party. Ab and I both noticed. And she was happy. You could just tell. She almost looked younger. Does that sound weird? Almost looked young, years younger and happy. We'd never seen her smile like that. We end up getting some time with them. We were having some chicken fingers, no big deal. We end up getting some time with them. Over the last year or two, she came out of it. She came out of that cult, voted for Trump in 2024, goes to church now, and I flat out said, "You seem so happy." And she said, "Oh my gosh, it's like I'm not even the same person anymore. All that bitterness, all that misery, all that anger, letting it go." So I'm going to play this for you. This is Jimmy Kimmel's wife. And the politics and Trump and all that other stuff, even her family stuff, you can listen to it. It's fine. But listen to her. And ask yourself, maybe you're considering whether or not to talk to your kids about politics. Maybe you're even considering which side to choose. You're weighing both options. Is this what you want for your life?
Thankfully, my immediate family, all they did not vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
They did the first time, a few of them. We flipped them the second time. It hurts me so much because of the personal relationship I now have, where my husband is out there fighting this man. And to me, them voting for Trump is them not voting for my husband and me and our family. And I unfortunately have kind of lost relationships with people in my family because of it. Mm-hmm. This is not just Republican versus Democrat for me anymore. Mm-hmm. It is, to me, it's family values. And I'm angry all the time, which isn't healthy at all. But I like personalize everything now. When I see these terrible stories every day, I'm immediately mad at certain aunts, uncles, cousins who put him in power. Yes. And it's really hard. And I wish I could like deprogram myself in some way.
I'm angry all the time. I wish I could deprogram myself. Does that sound like somebody who chose the correct path? Or does that sound like somebody who walks in darkness every single day? And if she could be totally honest with herself, with her husband, with everybody, she'd like to be off that path. She would. If you are maybe considering it, going to the dark side, you're free. You go do what you want. You make your own choices. I'm not even going to talk to you about economics or borders or anything like that. You are signing up to be miserable. And I really want this message to hit home for you if you are a young woman, maybe a child, maybe in your 20s. If you are a young woman, I understand the pressures in your social circle, the pressures you will undoubtedly feel or maybe already are feeling. Hey, just come over. Just come over. Come on. We're the kind ones. We're going to be nice. Don't you want to be nice? Susie, come on. Be nice. You're signing up to be miserable for the rest of your life. Unless you're like my friend's wife, unless you one day come out of it miserable the rest of your life. Is that what you want? Hey, Jesse, am I crazy? Or has John Soon not, or has John Thune not sucked as a leader? Well, yes, that's true. John Thune has sucked as a leader. That's true. And I'm not going to go off on red state GOP primary voters as I've done 1,000 times. I'm not going to do that. In fact, because it's been such a heavy show, I actually want to put maybe a better face on this. Remember leadership. Leadership in the House and Senate. Remember how that is obtained. It is obtained through years and years and years of not only being there, it is obtained by raising large quantities of money and handing that money out to other guys who are in Congress or running for Congress. If I'm Congressman Jesse Kelly and I really want to be in leadership, I will work my fingers to the bone raising money. I'll be on the phone with donors. I'll ask my donors. I'll fly across the country and I'm raising money. Let's say I raise $10 million and I have $10 million in my congressional account, a PAC or something like that. Well, depending on what kind of PAC and the rules, I can send that money to go help Congressman Chris. Hey, Chris, you're running for re-election? Got a tough re-election fight this year? Hey, you know what? Here, I'm going to run $2 million in ads for you in your district. Okay, well, that was awfully nice of me, right? But what's Chris going to say next year when I knock on his door and I say, hey, Chris, I'm running to be Speaker of the House. I would really love your vote. What's he going to say? He's going to say, yes, sir. That's what he's going to say. Yes, sir. Okay. That I owe you. That's how these guys rise to positions of leadership. But that also begs the question, where do you get the money? Is it just donors? There aren't that many people with a lot of money who donate to Republican politicians. There aren't that many of those in any given area. There aren't a bunch. You have to raise money from organizations inside Washington, D.C. Industries inside Washington, D.C. We talk about things like the defense industrial complex. Okay. How much money do you think I'm going to raise if I won't take any money from the large defense contractors? Versus how much money do you think they'll send me if I promise, no, I'm always going to put more money in there for you guys. If you want to rise to leadership, you have to raise money and distribute it, large quantities of it. If you want to raise large quantities of money to distribute, you have to blood suck the DC area itself, and they are going to come knocking on your door when critical votes happen, and they are going to ask for a return on their investment. They do it all the time. So does John Thune suck? Oh, no question about it. Name for me the powerful leader in the House or Senate who didn't suck. Most of them on some level suck, right? We know Lindsey Graham sucks. We know Payne sucks. What, Chris? Payne sucks. It does. No one wants to live with it. Do you live with it? Does your back hurt all the time? Your elbow. You ever had elbow problems? I've had elbow problems. Actually got a needle jammed in it once. That was the worst mistake I ever made. Do you know Relief Factor is 100% drug-free? It's developed by doctors, but it's drug-free. They use this unique formula of natural ingredients. What does it do? Well, your body is already trying to fight the inflammation. Relief Factor is the support it needs to finish the job. They are pretty confident about it. How confident? Well, 3 weeks. That's what they sell you. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. They basically just say, try it for 3 weeks. You'll call back. Almost everyone does. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and try it. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of it, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I'm still just chapped about this. I can't get over it.
Now, the way this provision is written, it's tucked away on page 217 through 229 of the funding bill. Senators could bring lawsuits and sue the federal government using taxpayer money if federal law enforcement seizes or subpoenas their data without notifying them. The damages could mean each senator could get $500,000 for each violation. Democrats in the House not amused by this. In fact, the leader of the party, Hakeem.
The GOP senators sat there and watched January 6ers be destroyed. They actually watched Donald Trump be destroyed. They watched conservative organization after conservative individual have their rights violated by the FBI. And not one time did they put a special carve out in there for those people to seek justice. But a few GOP senators get their phones tapped, and now they're supposed to get $500,000 from the federal government, from you and me. I'm telling you right now, and I've been told that the House took this provision out. Chris, you can write this one down. If I find out a single GOP senator who had their rights violated sues the government, gets money from it, $500,000 or whatever, and keeps that money, I'm going to destroy you on the air. I am going to crucify you on the air. I might make it a daily segment for a month if I find out you put a special carve out for yourself, sued for $500,000, and kept the money. If you do that, if you sue for $500,000, that better go to a charity. That better go to veterans. Maybe help for pay for some of those January 6ers legal fees. If I find out you pocketed $500,000 of my money without giving a carve out to normal citizens, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to dedicate, just like Medal of Honor Monday, I will dedicate a weekly segment to just trashing you on the show. I will. Write it down, Chris. I will. That's how much this kind of crap steams me. Gosh, jeez. Jesse, about 4 months ago, me and my wife decided to apply for SNAP. Not proud of it, but apparently working 60-plus hour work weeks in my dime working part-time as well as taking care of our three kids who are under five, gosh, isn't enough. These people who live off SNAP forget that it's not to survive off of. It's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to supplement you. We were actually told I make $40 a month too much for these benefits. Then to hear people all over complaining how they actually have to work to get food now drives me insane. They're robbing those who actually need assistance. It's as difficult as lifting 10 boxes thanks to them.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Decent people who have never had any experience in the welfare world don't understand that for a lot of people in this country, blood-sucking the taxpayer is essentially a full-time job. And I'm not kidding. I've seen this before. These people, you may think they're all lazy or something like that. And I guess to some extent they are. They will have files, folders, Excel spreadsheets, making sure they don't have to work, making sure they have applied at the right time and didn't declare too much here, is essentially like a full-time job for them to find a way to bloodsuck the American taxpayer. And this cannot continue this way. If we had to point to one huge benefit of the government shutdown, I would argue it is this. The American people got to finally get a little taste of how much abuse and waste there is inside the federal government, inside the federal welfare program. It's really, really, really bad. It's really bad. In illegals, 59% of foreign households receive it. 59%. Well, how illegals aren't eligible? No. Their kids are. They go have 10 kids. All the kids get it. That sitting there at home, a foreigner, not even a citizen, here illegal, but you cranked out a couple anchor babies and you sit at home bleeding the taxpayer dry. Drives me freaking crazy. You know what showed up today? Three legacy boxes. Three of them. I got a few other legacy boxes because I'm in love with them. I'm in love with the fact that I can send in hard copy pictures. I can send in the home movies, whatever, because we still have boxes of this stuff. We didn't fill it all up the first time. And they digitize everything. I get all my stuff back, of course. That's important. But I also get a thumb drive. A thumb drive. It's also on the cloud in case something happens to my thumb drive. But our legacy box thumb drive is in this wee little tiny fireproof safe. It's like the only thing that's in there. But it's this little tiny fireproof safe. If tonight, God forbid, something happens, house burns down, electrical fire, something. Oh, we'll have to replace the TVs and the beds and everything else. But those wedding pictures, I'll have those forever. My kids will have those forever. Those home movies are forever. It's Black Friday special time. It's time. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's chief advisor wants social workers responding to 911 calls. Ooh, it's gonna get spicy in the Big Apple after the new year. Muslim named Jihad charged with attacking a Christian at a TPUSA event. It's always the ones you least expect. State Department to allow denial of immigrant visas to those with health issues, including obesity. Well, how are Army guys supposed to find a wife? Russia is ready to resume talks with Ukraine in Istanbul, foreign ministry official says. Yes, I am sure Ukraine is going to be more than willing to have those talks, being it's how they just busted a bunch of the other ones for little things like embezzlement. JFK's grandson launches congressional bid to replace Jerry Nadler. Are these Kennedys ever just going to go away? It's how many of these freaking people are there? And all of them have to run for office? Every aunt and uncle and cousin and what? I got it. I understand full well. Dad was president for half a term. Dad was president. I understand. Believe me, we all got it. Then Ted was a piece of crap senator after he killed a woman. We all understand it. Can we please move on from the Kennedy thing? Germany to start deporting Syrians now that the civil war is over. Oh, I guess Germany wanted to open its Christmas markets back up again without the risk of anybody being mowed down by, well, how do they describe it? A car, a vehicle. Those daggone vehicles are really jihadi over there in Germany. Anyway, tomorrow, let's hope I sit down here and we have a whole lot of walk back from the Trump administration. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.